I'm Ed Ronco with 88.5 News on KNKX. More than 200 drivers for companies like Uber and Lyft showed up at Seattle City Hall this afternoon to talk about how those drivers could potentially unionize. 88.5's Simone Alisea sat through it all and is live in studio now to tell us more. Simone, before we hear what they said, let's remind us, what's this all about?
So today's hearing was to talk about the actual rules regarding an ordinance the Seattle City Council passed last year. The ordinance gives taxi drivers and drivers for app-based services the opportunity to unionize. These rules govern how that would actually happen, what a union vote would look like, and what they could bargain on. The city released a draft proposal of those rules a couple weeks ago, and today was the time for the public, especially the drivers, to make any comments about those rules.
And about 200 people showed up to do just that.
Yeah.
What were they talking about?
Well, so this debate was really heated. Even though it was supposed to be about the rules, it really came down to people who want a union and the drivers who don't. The drivers who don't and the companies they drive for have taken issue with a rule about who would be allowed to cast a ballot in a union vote. As written, drivers have to make a certain number of trips in a certain amount of time to be counted. These folks want every driver to have a say, regardless of how many hours they've worked, and they're worried a union contract would limit drivers' hours and flexibility.
The overall concept of a union.
Right, okay. Right. Just the idea of one. On the flip side, Teamsters Local 117 and some of the pro-union drivers say they don't think the qualifying driver rule is strict enough, and that the city should give more weight to people who drive full time. They say they think that bargaining through a union will be the best way to protect their wages and ensure safe working conditions.
All right, so lots of opinions flying around today. What happens next?
Well, so the city can take these comments and use them to make any changes to the rules, which have to be done before the law goes into effect in January. But here's the thing, Ed. Mm-hmm. Even once the law's in place, it would take a while before drivers could begin organizing, and there's no guarantee that a union would form. There's also still a threat of a lawsuit regarding this law. A judge threw one out from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce earlier this summer, saying it was premature, but companies like Uber and Lyft still say their drivers should be considered independent contractors, and the debate over whether these drivers should be able to unionize isn't going to go away anytime soon.
And you will continue watching this,
I'm sure. I will continue watching this.
All right. 88.5 Simone Alisea live in the studio after a hearing today on how drivers for taxis and companies like Uber and Lyft should possibly unionize. We'll keep following it and let you know how this all unfolds. It's 5:35.